Kensal Green, an introduction. Curved up against the Harrow Road in West London is one of the magnificent seven cemeteries that began to girdle the capital in the Victorian age. Gone were the overcrowded, disease-ridden parish churchyards, and here was a new way to rest for eternity. Acre upon acre of meandering lawn and tree-lined avenues, ornate catacombs, beautiful sculptured memorials, stately chapels, all enmeshed into nature's emotions. Peace, perfect peace. In this volume, we bring you the works of Kensal Green's most famous residents, Anthony Trollope, Wilkie Collins, William Makepeace Thackeray, and Thomas Hood. And we start with the poem by G.K. Chesterton, who, although not buried here, immortalised this magnificent cemetery in the rolling English road. These works are brought to you by Richard Midgley and Gisela Rowe. The Rolling English Road by G.K. Chesterton. Before the Roman came to Rye or out to Severn Strode, the rolling English drunkard made the rolling English road. A reeling road, a rolling road that rambles round the shire, and after him the person rang, the sexton and the squire. A merry road, a mazy road, and such as we did tread the night we went to Birmingham by way of Beachy Head. I knew no harm of Bonaparte and plenty of the squire, and for the fight the Frenchmen I did not much desire. But I did bash their baggonets because they came arrayed to straighten out the crooked road an English drunkard made. Where you and I went down the lane with ale mugs in our hands, the night we went to Glastonbury by way of Goodwin Sands. His sins they were forgiven him, or why do flowers run behind him, and the hedges all strengthening in the sun? The wild thing went from left to right and knew not which was which, but the wild rose was above him when they found him in the ditch. God pardon us, nor harden us, we did not see so clear the night we went to Bannockburn by way of Brighton Pier. My friends, we will not go again or ape an ancient rage, or stretch the folly of our youth to be the shame of age. But walk with clearer eyes and ears this path that wandereth, and see undrugged in evening light the decent inn of death. For there is good news yet to hear and fine things to be seen before we go to paradise by way of Kensal Green. To a Poet by Alice Meynell. Thou who singest through the earth, all the earth's wild creatures fly thee, everywhere thou marrest mirth. Dumbly they defy thee, there is something they deny thee. Pines thy fallen nature ever for the unfallen nature sweet, but she shuns thy long endeavour, though her flowers and wheat throng and press thy pausing feet. Though thou tame a bird to love thee, press thy face to grass and flowers, all these things reserve above thee secrets in the bowers, secrets in the sun and showers. Sing thy sorrow, sing thy gladness. In thy songs must wind and tree bear the fictions of thy sadness, thy humanity, for their truth is not for thee. Wait, and many a secret nest, many a hoarded winter store will be hidden on thy breast. Things thou longest for will not fear or shun thee more. Thou shalt intimately lie in the roots of flowers that thrust upwards from thee to the sky, with no more distrust when they blossom from thy dust. Silent labours of the rain shall be near thee reconciled. Little lives of leaves and grain, all things shy and wild, tell thee secrets, quiet child. Earth, set free from thy fair fancies, and the art thou shalt resign will bring forth her rue and pansies unto more divine thoughts than any thoughts of thine. Naught will fear thee, humbled creature. There will lie thy mortal burden, pressed unto the heart of nature, songless in a garden, with a long embrace of pardon. Then the truth all creatures tell, and his will, whom thou entreatest, shall absorb thee. There shall dwell silence, the completest of thy poems, last and sweetest.